Hi, Petunia.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Petunia.
Hello. I've got a special delivery for Miss Petunia Rhubarb, is it?
That's me.
Sign here, please. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Wow, what is this?
Open it. Maybe it's one of those new automated garden gnomes.
An automated garden gnome?
You know, Bob, mechanical garden gnomes. They're super cool. I saw one for sale that yells,
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
You know, if a gopher gets near.
Just what I need. A garden gnome yelling intruder alert in the middle of the night.
An automated garden gnome is exactly what you need, Bob. I'll get you one for Christmas.
A 2-pound box of chocolate-covered gummy worms! My favorite!
2 pounds of chocolate? Who sent you that?
Oh, just a friend. Wow, this is so thoughtful! What an amazing morning! And we've barely gotten started.
Well, I saw 2 squirrels, a blue jay, and even a chipmunk on my way here this morning. I'd say we're all having an amazing morning.
Well, I used a new toothbrush this morning, so I guess that's something.
That's wonderful, Bob.
Are you ready to start the podcast, Petunia?
The podcast? Oh, right, the podcast. Give me a minute and I'll get the computer going.
Gee, Bob, how can Petunia concentrate with a 2-pound box of delicious gummy worms sitting on her desk?
I don't know. I wonder who sent her the chocolate. She does seem a little distracted.
Very distracted! Oh, we need to find out who is sending her those gummy worms before it's too late.
Before it's too late? What do you mean?
Perhaps someone is trying to win her loyalty. Perhaps someone is trying to lure her away from the podcast. From us.
Win her loyalty? With gummy worms?
Chocolate-covered gummy worms, Bob.
Really? No. Petunia is happy here. She's loyal to us, I'm sure.
I don't know, Bob. I hope you're right.
Ready, guys? In 3, 2...
Welcome to another edition of the VeggieTales podcast. We're your hosts, Bob the Tomato
and Larry the Cucumber.
Today, we're going to be talking about loyalty. What does it mean to be loyal?
It's when you stick with someone, right? Through the good times and the hard times.
That's right, Larry. You can be loyal to your friends or family or at work. You can even be loyal to God.
Kind of like how we're loyal friends to each other.
Exactly. There are some good stories in the Bible about loyalty. Daniel is a good example. Daniel stayed true to God and what God wanted, even when he was thrown into the lion's den.
Wow, that really is staying loyal during hard times.
I agree. The Bible says that Daniel told the king, "My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouths. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight." Daniel trusted God, and God protected Daniel.
What about the story of the 3 friends who got tossed into the fiery furnace? Weren't they loyal to God too?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You're right. Can you imagine how scary that must have been? King Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to be disloyal to God. But in the 3rd chapter of Daniel, the 3 friends said, "King Nebuchadnezzar, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it."
Wow! That was pretty brave of them to say that.
It was very brave. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were loyal to God, and they stayed loyal to God. The king's men, however, got the furnace super hot, and they tossed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego right into the fire. God chose to save them, though.
Hello, I've got a gift basket of chocolate caramel marshmallows for a Miss Petunia. Special delivery.
Oh, for me again?
Hello again. Sign here, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Wow, that's a lot of chocolate caramel marshmallows.
It certainly is.
There's a card tied to the basket. What does it say? Who sent it?
I'll read the card later. We need to concentrate on the podcast.
I'm awfully curious about who's sending these gifts to Petunia. I wonder what's going on.
You're telling me. First, chocolate-covered gummy worms. Now, baskets of chocolate marshmallows. I'm telling you, Bob, this is very curious. We need to find out who is sending Petunia all these yummy things.
But how?
I know. I'll walk into Petunia's office and tell her a knock-knock joke.
Okay, but...
Don't be nervous, Bob. I'm a knock-knock joke expert.
Oh, hi, guys. What's up? Are you ready for the first interview?
Sort of. Larry has a knock-knock joke.
I've got a great knock-knock joke I want to tell you, Petunia.
Okay, share it, Larry.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Wine-cha.
Wine-cha who?
Wine-cha, tell us who sent you those chocolate-covered gummy worms!
What? Oh, they do look yummy, don't they? Guys, it's almost time for animal translations with Mr. Lunt. You'd better get back to the studio.
Right. Thank you, Petunia.
Petunia somehow resisted the knock-knock joke. She foiled us, Bob. Something curious is going on.
Focus, Larry. Coming to us all the way from Kathmandu in Nepal is our good friend and animal translator, Mr. Lunt.
Hi, Mr. Lunt.
Mr. Lunt, are you there?
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi, Larry. Sorry, I was talking to Ziggy.
Who was that? Was that Ziggy?
Yeah, that's Ziggy. He's a yak. He's been teaching me some sweet skiing moves.
Yaks know how to ski?
Well, yeah. Hey, they don't wear skis, but they got these big hooves, so they zip along on them just like skis. These yaks can ski super fast, let me tell you. Ziggy says hi. He loves meeting people.
Hi, Ziggy.
Hi, Ziggy. What's Ziggy say now?
Ziggy says yakety yak to you both. That means hi.
Yakety yak? That's a fun way of saying hi.
That's yak talk for you. You start yakking with a yak, they'll yak about everything. They yak about the different kinds of grass they eat. They yak about the weather. And let me tell you, in yak language, there are lots of different words for snow. So when you get yaks yakking about snow, they're like, yakety, yakety, yak, yak, yak. Ziggy says they're also great mountain climbers, too. But they got one problem.
What's that?
Yaks love to talk loud when they're yakking. I mean, real loud. They bellow at each other.
That's really loud.
Ziggy says yaks bellow because God gave them strong lungs. If you got a yak on top of one mountain and a second yak on top of a second mountain, they gotta be able to bellow back and forth so they can hear each other.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
But don't they have phones?
Nope. Oh, really? How's this for fast? Watch me now, Ziggy. Get a load of this.
Woohoo!
What happened, Mr. Lunt? Are you okay?
Mr. Lunt, talk to us!
Wow, that was quite a crash. I fell right on my face, and then my skis went one way, and I went another. I was falling faster down the mountain than when I skied. But Ziggy zipped right over and grabbed me before I went totally out of control. Thanks, Ziggy. You're a real friend. You're right, buddy. That's what friends are for. They loyally stick with each other, even when one of them is a gourd rolling helplessly down the mountain at high speed. You stick with them, you support them, and help them.
That's loyalty. You've got a good friend there, Mr. Lunt.
I certainly do. Well, we gotta get back to Ziggy's place. He's got a whole bunch of friends coming for dinner. He says we're gonna tell stories and do some yakking. Should be fun. Later.
Bye, Mr. Lunt.
Goodbye, Ziggy. You know, Mr. Lunt has some of the best animal friends.
Guys, we've got Timmy on the phone. He's 8 years old, and he's from Waxhaw, North Carolina. He's got a really good question for you.
Hi, Timmy. This is Bob.
And Larry.
Hi, Bob and Larry. It's super awesome to talk to you.
And it's super awesome that you called. Petunia said you have a question.
Yeah, well, you see, it's about my best friend, Joe. We've been friends for years and years. We live on the same block, and we're even on the same Little League team.
That's great! Having a good friend is a wonderful thing.
The problem is, a bunch of kids go to the park to play ball after school. Well, they invited me to go play with them, but I already told Joe I was going to go to the park with him.
Wow, that's definitely a problem.
Yeah, I'd like to go with them, but Joe's my friend, and I promise we go together. So, what do you think I should do?
Part of being friends with someone is that you're loyal to them. And when you make a promise, you keep your promise.
And Joe's a great friend. He's kind of like having a brother.
Well, why not tell the other kids that you'd like to have Joe come too? I'm sure they'll be glad to have him join, and that way you're being a loyal friend too.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Bob and Larry.
Call anytime. Bye, Timmy.
Hello, I have yet another package, special delivery for Petunia Rhubarb.
Another package?
What is it this time?
I don't know. I just deliver them. Sign here, please.
Thank you. I'll sign that.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
What'd you get this time?
Oops, it's time for the advertisement.
Oh, right. We'd like to thank the sponsor for our show today. Wait. Who is our sponsor? I can't find the notes for our sponsor.
Petunia, run the ad. You'll love this one, Bob.
What is it?
You'll see.
Has your garden been invaded? Do you dread walking across the lawn late at night? Does your dog refuse to go outside? Is your cat just not up to the job? Then you've got
garden gnomes!
They're cute, they're tiny, they wear pointy hats, but they're infesting your garden.
They're all over my garden. They never leave. They're out there day and night. I go outside, I shine my flashlight around, and they're everywhere, staring back at me with smiles on their chubby little faces. I can't figure out where they come from.
Honey, I'm going out garage sailing with the girls.
Okay, honey, have a nice time. Anyway, I can't figure out what to do with all these garden gnomes. Our cat's totally freaked out.
Then you need
Garden Gnome Removal Services.
Our highly trained technicians are skilled in the science of garden gnome eradication. With our patented
Garden Gnome Be Gone
technology, we'll have your garden back in gnome-free condition
in no time at all.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll give you guys a call.
Call now, before it's too late. Sign up for peace of mind with our Garden Gnome Maintenance Plan for only $39.95 a month. Our technicians will respond within 24 hours to remove all garden gnomes, from the tiny and oh-so-cute half-pounders
to the massive one-ton super garden gnomes.
We get the job done.
Okay, hoist her up!
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
And for an extra $19.95 a month, we guarantee to keep your porch wind chime free. Enjoy the silence and enjoy the absence of garden gnomes staring fixedly at your home
with Garden Gnome Removal Services.
Garden Gnome Removal Services is available in all 50 states. No garden gnomes were mistreated in the production of this commercial. The fact that the owners of Garden Gnome Removal Services are also the owners of Garden Gnomes Incorporated, the largest manufacturer of garden gnomes in the world, is pure coincidence.
Hey kids, want to join real life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes like Corrie Ten Boom helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint reaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
Garden Gnome Removal Services? Hey, I thought you said I needed a garden gnome.
Yes, you do, Bob. And if you ever get too many, why, you can call Garden Gnome Removal Services.
Bob, Larry, the French peas are on the phone.
The peas! Ah, my favorite French veggies.
As we should be, Larry. Hello, you two.
Jean-Claude, Philippe, what's new in your world?
Oh, something very new. New and exciting. It is so exciting that it might be too much for you to hear.
Try us.
You tell them, Jean-Claude. This is your idea. I am going along because I am your loyal friend. True. You are very loyal. Truer words were never spoken.
What are you guys talking about?
We have decided to jump from the Eiffel Tower. With hand gliders.
But isn't the tower really high? I mean, I get nervous climbing trees.
Are you guys sure this is a safe idea?
Maybe you should rethink your plan. Why don't you do something else, like go bowling?
Bowling? We are friends. We laugh in the face of danger. Are you laughing, Philippe?
I am laughing with great gusto.
Jean-Claude, Philippe, don't do it.
We were born for this moment. One small step for French peas, one giant leap for legumes.
Oh, wait. Let's talk some more about this.
The time for talk is over. Now is the time for action. Ready, Philippe?
I am ready, Jean-Claude.
Vive la France!
Jean-Claude? Philippe? Hello? Hello?
I think they're gone, Larry. They jumped.
Off the Eiffel Tower. I hope they land okay.
I've got a large pepperoni pizza with extra pepperoni for a Mr. Jean-Claude and a Mr. Philippe. Is that you?
Oh, that's us.
We are them. Merci.
Hey, what? What's going on?
That'll be 1995.
Here you go.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Wait a second. I thought you guys just jumped off the Eiffel Tower. How did you land so fast?
We landed a long time ago. We only climbed about 3 feet up. We did not jump from the top. That would be crazy.
3 feet is very high.
What?
But I said to Jean-Claude, Jean-Claude, I will go with you because I am a loyal friend.
It is true. You are my loyal friend.
Well, gee, you had us worried there.
The jump was a success. And now we must eat this pizza.
While it is still hot.
And delicious. We peas do not talk with our mouths full because we have manners.
So, we must bid you farewell.
Okay. Goodbye, peas.
Enjoy your pizza.
Oh, we will. We will.
Jean-Claude and Philippe are really loyal friends.
They certainly are, but I'm glad they didn't actually jump off the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Huh, me too.
Guys, it's time to get ready for Wheel of Loyalty!
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wheel of Loyalty. I'm your host, Mr. Lunt. Today, three teams will be competing for one fabulous prize. Behold, the Wheel of Loyalty. It is so round. There are 12 different sticky situations on the wheel. And let me tell you, these situations are so sticky and difficult, they will test your loyalty to each other. Each team will spin the wheel. Wherever the pointer lands, that is the sticky situation your team will have to endure. If you and your teammate loyally stand together and survive the sticky situation, you win Wheel of Loyalty! Our first team, Mr. Nezer and Jerry Gore. And the pointer has landed on Giant Ice Cream Sundae!
Yummy!
Bring out the Giant Ice Cream Sundae with chocolate sauce, fudge, and a sprinkle of nuts on their rolling cart. You two must stand loyally next to each other while the Giant Ice Cream Sundae rolls by. Don't let the Ice Cream Sundae tempt you to abandon your teammate. Just let the sundae roll on by.
Just let it roll on by.
I don't eat ice cream myself, but I'm getting a bad feeling about this.
Now, we shall slowly roll the cart by. Look at that delicious giant ice cream sundae go by. This is a sticky situation. Will Jerry be loyal and stand with Mr. Nezer?
Ice cream! Chocolate sauce! Fudge!
Jerry, there's no spoon.
I don't need a spoon!
And Mr. Nezer's team definitely loses. Bring out our second team, Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber. Come on down and spin that wheel.
I'm getting kind of nervous.
We can do this, Bob.
And the pointer is landing on Cute Puppies.
Uh-oh.
Cute Puppies? No problem. They don't scare me. I love cute puppies.
Your sticky situation is simple. Here is a cute puppy named Snuggles. Snuggles will sit here and gaze at you with his adorable brown eyes. Bob and Larry, you must ignore his cuteness and stand loyally next to each other for 15 seconds. Don't let the puppy's incredible cuteness pull you away from your teammate. Your time starts now.
I can do this, Bob. I can do it. I can't do it, Bob.
Just close your eyes, Larry, and think of something else. Think of your hairbrush.
Oh, it's no use. The puppy is gazing at me, Bob, with his big brown eyes. I have to at least pat him on the head.
No, Larry, no!
I must pat the puppy!
Well, that ended faster than I thought. Better luck next time, Team Bob. Our last contestants are Jean-Claude and Philippe, the French peas.
Hello, spectacular spectators! How are you feeling, Philippe?
I am feeling loyal!
Let's do this! And the pointer is landing on monkeys!
Monkeys?
Yes, monkeys. French peas, you will stand there and 24 energetic monkeys will throw bouncy balls at you for 15 seconds. You must stand together, steadfast and loyal, before the monkey onslaught. If you flee, you lose.
Ready, Philippe?
I am always ready, Jean-Claude. Do your worst, monkeys!
Ouch! Oh. I fear they have played a lot of dodgeball, these monkeys. Ow. But do not despair, Philippe. Oh. I shall not leave your side.
I laugh in your general direction, monkeys.
Ouch! Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. And the winners are the French peas, Jean-Claude and Philippe. Congratulations for your loyalty to each other. Now someone please catch all these monkeys.
So, what is the grand prize for winning?
You win a coupon for 2 free months of deluxe garden gnome removal services.
Well, that will come in handy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Nezzer.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Larry. Is Petunia here?
Yes, she's here. She's working on our podcast.
Hi, Mr. Nezzer.
Hello, Petunia. Did you get all the packages I sent over?
Oh, so you sent the packages?
Yes, I did get them. Mr. Nezzer sent me packages of samples from his chocolate factory.
Have you thought any more about my job offer to come work at my chocolate factory?
I have, Mr. Nezzer. I really appreciate all the chocolate and your generous offer, but I really can't leave Bob and Larry. I love working on the podcast with them. And besides, they're my friends. I'm committed to them.
Well, I gotta say, it's a disappointment you're saying no, but I do admire your loyalty. It's a great quality. Anyway, enjoy the chocolate.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Nezzer.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Mr. Nezzer.
Bye, Mr. Nezzer. Phew, what a relief.
Now we know why you were getting all those packages.
Thanks for staying with us, Petunia.
Oh, I couldn't leave you guys. We're friends. By the way, do you want some chocolate-covered gummy worms?
Do we ever? Definitely!
Great. I'll go get them. I can't eat them all myself.
Petunia really is a loyal friend.
She certainly is. And she's sharing her chocolate-covered gummy worms with us.
Larry, you know what? I'll always be loyal to you, no matter what.
Even if I'm grumpy?
Yes, of course.
But what if I call you at 2 in the morning to discuss an important math problem I can't figure out? Such as 53,000,062 divided by 74.9?
Well...
And what if I then come over at 3 in the morning to play my tuba for you? Would you still be a loyal friend?
Yes, of course, but... Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, kids, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.